Studios brings to you Man Movie Mayhem!
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away. Everybody, just kidding. Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host, Jay Langjans. Welcome back to the booth. I'm glad everybody came back to join us on, what, day 20, day 21? I don't know. There's a lot of days in the dog days, and we're more than halfway through, as some other people have mentioned. Yes, I'm caught up. I know where everybody is, and everybody has awesome, awesome podcasts. Only one I'm not getting right now is Thread Snippings, and it's like an error message. And apparently that's something to do with SoundCloud that I don't understand. So when we figure that out, I'm sure I'll listen to them and we'll be all caught up. Okay, let's get the formalities out of the way. So first things first, yesterday, Mike Wills took first place. He was the first person to respond with the correct movie title, followed by Mark the Encaffeinated One, Crazy Joe, and then Miss Melissa the Bathtub for Mermaid getting fourth place. There you go. So, let's have a look at the leaderboard and I will give you the score. All right. In first place, we have Miss Melissa the Bathtub Mermaid with 162 points. In second place, we have Stephen Pritchard with 145 points. In third place, we have Crazy Joe with 135 points. 10 points behind Stephen. For some reason, just now, in my head, I think I said Stephen had 135. Stephen Pritchard has 145. Crazy Joe has 135. Then, in fourth place, we've got Nutty with 98 points. In fifth place, we have Mark the Encaffeinated One. Yes, Mark, you have passed Jason Gregory Banks of the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast, who's only got sixth place with 68 points. In seventh place... Excuse me, sorry. I went to scratch my nose and I blocked my face. I'm going to talk like this and I'm sorry. In seventh place, we've got Sonya with 42 points. And in eighth place, we've got Ken Kennedy with 36 points. Ken's been playing some catch up here. I would be worried if I was near the top. He's catching up. And then we have, in 10th place, Kelly, the no-show Van Voot, who probably doesn't even know I'm still sassing him. Alrighty then. Well, it is a Monday night, and I want to get this thing wrapped up. Oh, I gotta get it done. So, we're gonna grab the movie bag here, we're gonna shake it up, we're gonna see if we can find ourselves a scene. And we'll open her up and see what scene we got. Okay. Ah, three characters. Oh, this is a good one. Let's hope we get... I wonder how you'd be good at this. I think Captain Hook would be good at this one. I like that nasally upper snooty. Oh, shoot. Hang on. Let me change bags. I'm shaking the movie bag. This is not going to do me any good. Okay. Here we go. Here's the character bag. Yeah. It's like I was saying. I like a hook. A hook would be great. That would be good. Okay. Let's see who the first voice is.
Oh, hi-ho here, Kermit the Frog.
Okay, Kermit, there you go, Crazy Joe. He's now in the bag, and he probably will never go away. You brought this on yourself. Okay, let's give her a shake again. All right, let's see. Can we get, this one would be okay with Captain Hook. Who we got? Oh,
it's me. I'm ready for shipping out, Captain.
Okay, so you know what? We got half of the dynamic duo from... that crazy cartoon. Let's see who else we got here. This one here, I hope, is... give me Sir Hector Stewart. Give me Smeeg.
Are you gonna give me Bob Gruff? Crying out loud. Why am I in here again?
All right, well, that'll be a lot different. Okay, cool. Well, we'll put those characters back in the bag. We'll put the bag down beside the movie bag. All right. We're gonna take a sip of this high-quality H2O... first sip of the day. In the booth. Best sip of the day. Shout out to... shout out to Michael Butler. Listen to that interview. Finished the interview today, because I kind of skipped ahead of the interview, listened to a couple episodes, and then came back to you. Great interview. Very cool. Interesting stuff. I really liked the parts about Frank Zappa. I think Frank Zappa was pretty cool. So I dug it. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. All right. here we go.
Are we gonna have a problem here?
No. There's no problem here. I was just hoping that you might give me some insight into the evolution of the market economy in the southern colonies. My contention is that prior to the Revolutionary War, the economic modalities, especially in the southern colonies, could most aptly be described as agrarian pre-capitalist.
Of course, that's your contention. You're a first-year grad student, and you just got finished reading some Marxist historian, Peter Garrison, probably. You're going to be convinced of that till next month when you read James Lemon. Then you're going to be back here talking about how the economies of Virginia and Pennsylvania were entrepreneurial and capitalist way back in 1730. That's going to last until next year. You're going to be in here regurgitating Garden Wood, talking about how, you know, the pre-evolutionary utopia and the capitalist farming effects of the military mobilization.
Well, as a matter of fact, I won't, because Wood drastically underestimates the impact of social...
Wood drastically underestimates the impact of social distinction predicated upon wealth, especially inherited wealth. You got that from Vickers, work in Essex County, page 98, right? Yeah, I read that too. Were you going to plagiarise the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? Or do you? Is that your thing? You come into a bar and read some obscure passage and then pretend you pun it off as your own idea, just to impress some girls. Embarrass me, friend. See, the sad thing about a guy like you is, in 50 years, you're going to start doing some thinking on your own, and then you're going to come up with the fact that there are two certainties in life. One, don't do that. And two, you dropped 150 grand on a fucking education you could have got for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Yeah, but I will have a degree, and you will be serving my kids fries at a drive-thru on our way to a skiing trip.
That may be, but at least I won't be an original. But, I mean, if you have a problem with that, I mean, we could just step outside. We could figure it out.
No, man, there's no problem. It's cool.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. There's a lot of words in that one. I don't know. I liked, as I said, I like the Captain Hook voice for that. It would have been pretty good with Smee, I think, you know, because it's kind of like a, I'm so much smarter than you. Anyway, I hope you guys recognize the movie. Actually, I hope you don't, and I hope it's really hard. And you have to think about it, because I don't want them all to be easy. But it's been easy. I had Miss Melissa admit that she found yesterday's episode, the first one, that was challenging. So yay, we had one that was challenging. One out of 19 ain't bad. But I suspect she'll know this movie. I suspect you all know who this movie. And if you don't, you should really watch this movie, because it's a great movie. Oh, so, well, that's about my time, and I want to get out of here. So,
from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night. You have been listening to MPAT Studios' presentation of Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOP 2018. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theatre page, or you can email us at j@jglangjans.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License.